Welcome to 826 Valencia, message in a bottle.
The Fishios by Ezra with 826 Valencia. Hello, my name is King Carl. I am a pufferfish who floats and travels around the world to discover new things. On this adventure, I'm going to Hollywood, California to look for the car museum and try to find the DeLorean from Back to the Future. I wake up and walk to the dining room. I pulled a box of Fishios out of the cabinet and started to eat them. Crunch, crunch, crunch. They tasted delicious. I didn't have enough time to put milk in them. But then I looked a little bit closer, and on the box it said, "Warning, if you consume these Fishios, it will take you back to the prehistoric age." "Oh no," I yelled. Then poof, I was no longer in my dining room. It looked really old with rocks for walls, and the sink was made of a deformed twig. I looked out the window, and I saw a woolly mammoth walk by. I was amazed. It was gigantic and scruffy. There was a giant sign on a huge mountain that said Holly Rock. When I looked in my hand, the Fishios were gone. I was wondering how I would get home. I thought to myself, maybe they got misplaced in the time warp. So I had to go find the Fishios in order to get home. I go outside and see two raptors and one big rock shaped like a giant wedge of cheddar cheese. I was still hungry because those Fishios weren't very filling, but I didn't really want to eat a rock. "Hi, I'm Johnnysaurus," said the little bird-like creature with sharp teeth and a sickle toe. I was terrified. Then the other dinosaur said, "Hi, I'm Tim Pteranodon. Why are you so scared? It's not like we're going to eat you." I had a sigh of relief. "I'm from the future," I said, "and I need to get back home." They laughed at me. "Yeah, right you are." I explained to them all of the things that had just happened to me, and that I needed to find the box of Fishios. They said, "We did see a random box with a fish holding a big circle when we were up on the top of Cheddar Mountain. Will you take me there?" I asked. "Yes, but it'll cost you. You gotta give us your most perfect Fishio for our science project." I shook their hands and said, "Deal." Then, we ascended the mountain. The heat was scorching. At one point, I thought the cheese mountain would melt, until I remembered that it was made of rock. Then, when we got to the top of the mountain, we finally found the Fishios. But there was a problem. The only way we could get to them was to jump over a huge gap. I closed my eyes and floated over. I had forgotten that I could float. I found the box of Fishios, but then I realized that I would want to stay, because I had no friends back home. But in Holly Rock, there were so many things, and I had two new friends. So I gave Tim and Johnny their perfect O and told them that I would actually be staying in Holly Rock with them. They smiled at me and told me about a cool apartment that I could stay in.
826 Valencia is a non-profit organization dedicated to supporting under-resourced students with their writing skills and to helping teachers inspire their students to write. Our services are structured around the understanding that great leaps in learning can happen with one-on-one attention and that strong writing skills are fundamental to future success. If you want to hear more podcasts or learn more about the organization, visit us at 826valencia.org.